So can you tell me a little bit about the local work that you've done that obviously led to you getting this award?
It's so vital to know the demographics of the county. This all helps to build trust and confidence in policing. I work with various teams internally, like the community liaison officer, so raising awareness out in the public around hate crime and other crimes that affect particular communities, such as forced marriages, honour-based abuse, female genital mutilation. My new role will actually be, we've invested in a new role here, which is one I mentioned, the Deputy Lead for Domestic Abuse, Prevent and Hate Crime. This will allow me to have a strategic overview and also look at what best practice there is in place across the country with other forces, but also I'd like to be able to trailblaze so other forces can look at what we are leading the way on. If we know what intelligence we have, what information we have, we can then do the ultimate, which is about safeguarding the vulnerable, protecting the vulnerable. And what's important is about engagement with those communities who are more so affected. With our engagement with the communities, what I've learned over the years is we don't just use one method to engage, we tailor it to the community needs. There are many times when some communities will say they're not interested in actually putting information to us. And the challenge was actually getting them the trust and confidence to do so. And I think we've come a long, long way, but we're not complacent. I just think everybody is a role model. It's about how you're making that positive difference to society. The police and emergency services are doing an amazing job keeping society safe. I'm just really, really proud to be standing shoulder to shoulder with my colleagues and encouraging others to be role models as well.
Certainly. And obviously, it's a massive achievement for you. So what do you obviously plan to do now?
I'm going to continue to empower, encourage and involve others to make a difference. I want them, not if it's in the organisation, I want them to be the change they wish to see in the police force. For the public, I want them to consider an opportunity to come and join Kent Police and influence how we shape policing for the future. What also inspired me on the evening of the award was that out of the 36 shortlisted for the various awards, 22 were females. And that just shows that women are participating, excelling in new fields. And that's something I think other females should take a lot of encouragement from as well. And the nominations for these awards came from members of the public and they were anonymous. So I still don't know who's nominated me, but I'm very grateful for that. We work in a very inclusive culture, so difference is embraced. What I would like to take forward for it, we engage, empower, involve others, be proud of what you do and just work to your full potential.